Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
What faith is, it's not mental ecstasy. Ooh, Lord, my faith brought me this. No, it is moral energy. It's an energy that'll change somebody's life. Amos chapter 6. I want to read verse 1. Then I want to read it out of the Amplified if I can, Kathy. It says, woe to them that are at ease in Zion and trust in the mountain of Samaria. At that time, Jerusalem and Samaria, Judah, was surrounded by mountains, and it was great prosperity going on. And everybody began to sit on their laurels, for lack of a better way to say it. The enemy of increase. Well, we're just going to kick it back. You see, and yet they were in major trouble was coming. They didn't even realize it. He used the word woe unto them who are at ease in Zion and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chiefs of the nations to whom the house of Israel came. Kathy, can I read that out of the Amplified if you don't mind? The Amplified translation says this. Wait a second. Okay. It says, woe to those who are at ease in Zion and to those on the mountain of Samaria who are careless and feel secure. The notable men of the chief, because chosen by God, of the nations to whom the house of Israel comes. Woe to them who are at ease in Zion. You know, I don't know how many people have asked me, when are you going to slow down? Which I don't mind slowing down. I thought, well, people just, you know, dislike me. Yet I got more meetings I know what to do with. I can't preach everything people asking me. They standing in line. I have some people waiting 15 years for me to get there. The amount of people in my files, I got over 9,000 requests that are in my files. The Message translation says, woe to you who think you live on easy street in Zion, who think Mount Samaria is the good life. You assume you're at the top of the heap, voted the number one best place to live. Well, wake up and look around and get off your pedestal. That was good, wasn't it? Get off your pedestal. It's not that I can't enjoy myself. Don't misunderstand me. Is there so much to be done? So little time to do it in. I receive offerings from you and from those that are watching simply because I refuse to be at ease in Zion. I could kick it back. But it's the enemy of increase. It's called cruise control. Now write this down. Living by faith is a difficult position to win and a difficult position to hold. Write that down. Living by faith is a difficult position to win and a difficult position to hold. It was very difficult to believe God for those planes, to believe God to build a place debt-free when everybody thought you'd have lost your mind. You can't build a house without, you can't buy a house without mortgaging it. You can't get a car without financing it. That's just the way the world is. But you see, you're in the world, but you're not of it. Amen. So it's a difficult position to win. Because the problem, the reason why it's difficult, ladies and gentlemen, is not because of the heathen, it's because of the Christian. Amen. What holds us back so many times is Christians say, I tried that and didn't work. Right. Well, who cares about you trying something? God said, be ye therefore doers of the word, not hearers only. In other words, get up and do something. So it's very difficult to win. We won that battle, but it's more difficult to hold because faith gets people's attention. It's amazing what faith will do for people if they understand. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion. In other words, yeah, but you got enough money. Yes, I have enough money to do whatever. If I want to go lay on my back and just sit down and do it. No, but there's a world going dying and going to hell. It's killing people even as I speak in the name of religion when we need to stop that by the power of the blood of Jesus. You that are watching all over the world, let me tell you something about Christianity. Christianity is the only religion you can trust. Christianity is not going to kill you. Christianity is not trying to destroy your kids, rape your little girls, do anything. Christianity says, I will protect you and love you and honor you and will wash away your sin, never to be remembered against you anymore. Other religions don't do that. Jesus is still pushing and he's on the throne. Still calling people to preach the gospel, causing that burn to go on inside of them. Isn't that amazing? Why? Because he don't want nobody at ease. It's good to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. And it's not the intoxication of numbers. It's what he's saying is, preaching this gospel that you don't sit on your laurels. You surely wouldn't want somebody to go to hell because you decided not to do something. So living by faith is a difficult position to win and a difficult position to hold. Write this down. Faith is not a mental ecstasy. Faith is not mental ecstasy. What is it? It's moral energy. What faith is it's not mental ecstasy. Oh, Lord, my faith brought me this. No, it is moral energy. It's an energy that will change somebody's life in such a manner that even the world will be amazed. My high school people, my reunions, are the most amazed when they see me because they said there's no way this guy would ever be a preacher, much less a Christian. Not this guy. Oh, and yet I was asked to open it up in prayer. Can you believe that? It was truly amazing. I had wonderful testimonies of some of my high school people that I knew when I went there that had surgery and all kinds of stuff. Watch me when they went to the hospital. And he said it brought such comfort to them. Because if God could change him, God can heal me. I cannot tell you all my sins because the statute of limitations has not run out. But the promises of God are greater than the sins of people. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Brother, you couldn't be that bad. Oh, you don't know. And you never will. Faith is not mental ecstasy. It is moral energy. What do you mean by moral energy? Go with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Everybody knows this scripture. Verse 6. Look at this moral energy. Have Hebrews 11, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. My God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That he's what? That he's El Shaddai. That he's Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Sid Canu, Jehovah Roho, Jehovah Rahra, El Shad, El Elyon. My God. I mean, amazing. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's why I tell you, when you give, bless God, believe for the 30, 60, the 100-fold, and 1,000 times. Why? Because he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's moral energy. That's not mental ecstasy. Yes. Faith is difficult, the position to win, and more difficult to hold. But my God, the moral energy of it says, I will please God today instead of trying to please myself. You see, write this down, and I'm going to go over it again. It's not the mere expression of our relationship with God. It is the starting point of our fulfillment of that relationship. I learned something about God every day of my life. You ready for this? You learn something about me every day of my life. Every day of my life, I open myself up more to God. Every day of his life, he opens himself more up to me. It's one of the most amazing things. It's more than relationship, it's fellowship. At the time of this preaching, me and Kathy, come June the 6th, will be married 45 years, and I'm still finding out stuff about the woman I didn't know. And I'll be honest with you, I thought I knew everything about her. Menopause was the biggest surprise of my life. That was a revelation. Woo, Lord. I said, now, Lord, I know why you didn't get married. Not that it's bad, but it's different. How many men know what I'm saying? Don't lift your hand up. For God's sake, keep your hand down, Ricky. Keep your hand down, Ricky. He's married to Kathy's sister. It's in the genes. It's not the mere expression of our relationship with God. Write that down. It's not the mere expression of our relationship with God. It is the starting point of our fulfillment of that relationship. You see, cruise control. Let's just sit back. Let's just go to church. Where y'all go to church? Kind of church. Okay, my God, make sure we finish before the saints start. Oh, look at you. You can tell what it is. If I go, I'm not against the saints. I'm for the saints. That's the issue. But excuse me here. Remember when they wouldn't even play it on Sunday so you could go to church? And we don't mind them playing on Sunday if they just do it later. Why not get it all? Maybe they'd win more. Wouldn't it be nice that the whole church in the city of New Orleans would be praying for them to win at 3:30 or 5 o'clock? I mean, my God, going into the Superdome with some prayer behind you? Food for thought. You see, God was speaking because, see, every generation commits the same mistakes. You know why? Because Satan don't have no new tricks. He's an old devil. He's on the limits of retardation. He really is. So it's that starting point. It's not the mere expression. It's that starting point of our fulfillment of that relationship. Do you see that? Every day I must hold my faith position. How do I know that? Having done all the stand therefore. My God. Why? Why not? So when you see this, the enemy of increase is cruise control. Nothing wrong, like I say, with slowing down. You want to enjoy your life. But I'm talking about, I remember one of the greatest coaches that ever coached football was named Bear Bryant from Alabama. Anybody know? Hold your hand up if you remember Bear Bryant. Bear Bryant said it from his words. He said, if I retire, I will die. I think Bear Bryant retired, was it 9 months or 10 months later? He passed away, something like that. I might be wrong in that number, but it was quick. Why? Because he took his energy away from himself. He probably heard some people say, you know, you've won so many things, and that's true. That's not the issue. But you know what? Like Vince Lombardi said, the only thing it is in life is winning. And they're still saying that at every Super Bowl with his name on it. Write this down. We must always be at peace, but never at ease. Let me say it again. We must always be at peace. Why? My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. But never at ease. Always contented, but always contending. You understand? Let me say it again. We must always be at peace, but never at ease. Always contented, but always contending. Never passive, but always passionate. Let me say it again. We must always be at peace, but never at ease. Always contented, but always contending. Contending for the faith. Glory to God. Never passive, but always passionate. You see what I'm saying here? See, if we just shut down, we shut everything out in our lives. Well, I'm getting older. So, you see, Abraham and Sarah decided that it ain't gonna happen. We're gonna let the promise of God slide. I got Ishmael. It's good enough. And besides, I'm just doing what my wife said. Having sex with another woman. But just think of me when you do it. That's how low Sarah got. You can get low in life. Pooh, man. We have the Middle East problem because of that. Somebody died today because of that. Some Jewish person was killed today because of that. Ain't that crazy? Boy, depression just doesn't last in one generation. See what I'm saying? Watch this. But the Lord said, Abraham. He said, oh, watch this. See, it's the enemy of increase. He's on cruise control. Watch this statement. Oh, that Ishmael may live before you. Why not? Well, he loves his boy. I'm not saying Ishmael's a bad kid. That's not the issue. But he wasn't the promised child. Watch this cry from a father who loves this boy. Oh! It should have been, whoa! Yeah. But oh, that Ishmael may live before you. And God said, through Sarah. But wait, God, she's 90 years old. She's past menopause. Not only has she paused, she stopped. They took the red light down. There's no more stop signs over. Nobody ride that road no more.
Boy, y'all got the revelation on that. It's amazing. Just throw a little sex in there. Oh, yeah, boy, we got that. Glory to God. It's over. No. It's increase time. You're on cruise control. That's why we called you Abram. But I'm changing your name to Abraham. You are going to be a father of many nations. And I am the seed of Abraham, and so are you. See, that faith position was hard to win and hard to hold. He was going to turn it loose. Why not? I got enough money. I got Ishmael. That's good enough. No. We must always be at peace, but never at ease. Always contented, but always contending. Never passive, but always passionate. Because you see, when you try to get out of the work, and the nation of Israel did that, how would you not like have to go to the grocery store that God just rained the bread at your house? Do you remember when you had the bread man?
Yes.
Huh? Yeah. The roach man?
Come on.
He called the roach man. The roach man, you know, they come and spray the guy. Yeah. Look at Pia said, roach man? Yeah. She from Germany. They kill everything in Germany. They ain't had no roaches there. That's the Nazis, man. Watch it. Remember that? The bread man, the egg man, the roach man, the milk man. Yeah. You had to watch that milk man. That milk man. You had to watch him, son. He was hot. Yeah, baby. He just brought it all to your house. God rained manna from the heavens. All you got to do is pick it up. And they got lazy. They got it easy. They got on cruise control. We're going to pick up more so we ain't got to go out tomorrow. Here's a good point you can write down. Manna that is kept and not eaten becomes corrupt and will breed corruption. Manna that is kept and not eaten becomes corrupt and will breed corruption. Watch, your blessing, if it's not used, will breed corruption. That's why God gave us the greatest gift ever, other than Jesus, which is giving. So that nothing would become corrupt or corruption in your hand. You're moving it. Have you ever drank some milk that was sour? And my God, you went through, oh, Lord, you just start spitting and screaming. Spit that. Oh, God. It's just some of the worst, isn't it? And it's so easy how fast it sours. Like you could have just drank a glass of 30 minutes ago. And then, bam, the corrupt and corruption. It don't take long for something to become corrupt and corrupted. Let me say it again. Manna that is kept and not eaten becomes corrupt and will breed corruption. See, so I refuse. I'm always turning things over. Constantly. Why? Because God told me that cruise control was my enemy of increase. Well, do you, watch it. Now, let me get on this one. Do you need any more? No. Ain't got anything to do with need. Ain't got anything to do with that. Like when I buy Kathy something, she's always saying this. She's going to get a revelation one day. Jesse, I don't need that. Ain't anybody need? Just want to be a blessing today. I don't want this to go corrupt. And then she saw a watch and she said, we might want to get that. I know she was saying, so it don't be corrupted in your pocket. No, it didn't make any difference. No, you see what I'm saying? It's called, just because you buy one, why can't you buy another? Ladies, y'all should have shouted right there. Y'all, you see, y'all believe in your husband. They've been lying to you all of years. Look, you got one. That's enough, for God's sake. Well, why can't you do it? Why can't you have enough? Well, what's wrong with that? How come you can have more than just one pair of boots? I love this, Sam. I bought him a pair of boots for Christmas. Now, he'd been believing God for these boots for how many years? 2 years. I mean, I walked to the store. Sam left us in the dirt. Took off straight to the back. Knew exactly where his boots was. He said, right there, is that okay? I said, yes, I don't care. You can have any pair of boots in this whole place. I don't care. Get what you want. Sam grabbed it, boy. He said, this is it. Is that all right? I said, yeah. But then I think his little boy or something was carrying one of his boots. And he said, boy, he only had one boot. He said, that's $400 boot. One boot, $400. I knew he'd probably kill the kid if he'd have grabbed the other boot. Lord Jesus. Anyway, so, you know, I never thought about splitting the boots in terms of price till I heard Sam say it. But when you've been believing for 2 years for a pair of boots, knew exactly where to go. Nothing wrong with that. You see what I'm saying? So manna that is kept and not eaten becomes corrupt and will breed corruption. Now, I want you to get this here. See, cruise control. A lot of people get on that. Well, bless God. You know, we got enough. Don't want to be greedy. Ain't got anything to do with greed. Ain't got anything to do with need. It has to do with progress. To go forward.
You're going to love our partner offer message. He rose from the dead and we received the power. When Jesus conquered death and came out of that grave, he gave us resurrection power. It's time to unleash that power in your life. How? Perceive it, recognize it, and understand it. This message will change your life. Go to jdm.org and get it today. You will be blessed, I promise.
For over 50 years, Jesse Duplantis Ministries has shared the good news of Jesus, reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time.
Man that came to earth one day. He died and rose from the dead. He gave us power over all power of the enemy. Speak as Jesus spoke. He said, I came to give you life and that more abundant.
Salvation will bring you great healing in your life, physically as well as spiritually. There's so much to be done and so little time to do it in.
Celebrating 50 years of vision.
Motivation and momentum is what moves a vision to completion. What you start, you finish.
It's Jesse Duplantis' 2026 Visionary Conference, July 9th and 10th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
The world right now is now set to be touched by the power of God.
Go to jdm.org for more information.
You see, heaven is wonderful. It's a big place. Then I heard this, he's coming, he's coming. He's coming. The Lord walked out and his children ran up to him and began to sing praises to him. He said, go tell my people I'm coming. I brought you here to tell you, go tell them I'm coming.
Heaven, close encounters of the God kind. The testimony that has changed lives all around the world. Order yours today at jdm.org.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I hope today's message has stirred you up, because it certainly stirred me up. Do you realize that you and I serve a God who believes in ever increasing? It's time to refuse to be at ease in where you are. Cruise control only leads to bumps down the road. But when you hit them, you know what I'm saying? God wants you in control. This is a powerful teaching, and you need to watch it in full. How do I do that? Go to our JDM app and enjoy the whole message there. You will be blessed by it. We also have a wonderful product offer for you, and I love this. It's the most sold product I've had It's my book called Close Encounters of the God Kind. It's my testimony of my trip to heaven, along with other miraculous encounters I've had with the Lord. I've been preaching 50 years, ladies and gentlemen. I've been out there a long time. This is a message of hope, and don't we need that right now? How do I get it? You can order a copy, and I can get one for your friend, too, at jdm.org, and you will be blessed. How do you like that? Isn't that something? 50 years in ministry, man. Reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. How do we do that, partners? Partner, I can't thank you enough for what you do for this ministry. Your faithful financial support has been so wonderful in 50 years. Now, you heard me, 50 years, we've never had a financial deficit. Why? Let me give them my famous statement. Because I trust you and you trust me and we both trust God. Isn't that a blessing? Nothing too small, nothing too big. Man, we got projects going on. And, you know, I said, age don't mean nothing around here. We just reaching people, just going at it every day in this ministry. Thank you for your faithful financial support. Every dollar given, believe in God for a soul, and a hundredfold return for you. Why? Why not? You certainly deserve it. Just in the plan of saying, I love you. See you next week. God bless you. I mean that. Bye-bye.
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Join us the 13th through the 18th of May at the powerful 2026 Australia Outreach with Jesse and Kathy Duplantis. The 13th of May in Brisbane, the 14th of May in Canberra, the 15th of May in Melbourne, the 17th of May, Kathy at 8:30 a.m., Jesse 10:30 a.m. in Perth, the 18th of May in Sydney. Join us at the powerful 2026 Australia Outreach with Jesse and Kathy Duplantis.
Download the free JDM app with Spanish and English content. You'll have instant access to Jesse and Kathy's anointed messages. Watch our weekly TV program. Hit the Bible tab. Many chapters include media related to what you're reading. Watch live events and chat with others. Download audio messages for on-the-go listening. And giving is available with just a few easy steps. Download the JDM app today.
He will not force you to do right. You know, he's got the power to do that. But he refuses. Why? Because he gave you a gift called free choice.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.